Proverbs chapter 19. Better is the poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. It isn't good to have zeal without knowledge. You remember, Paul pretty well quotes that in Romans 10, where he says that Israel have a zeal for God, but without knowledge, and it led them to kill Jesus and to persecute Paul. Nor being hasty with one's feet and missing the way. This all comes from thinking that I know where to go, so I will go quickly in that way, rather than realizing that of ourselves we lack wisdom and knowledge, and we need to be given that by God. The foolishness of man subverts his way, his heart rages against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness will not be unpunished. He who pours out lies will not go free. Many will entreat the favour of a ruler, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All the relatives of the poor shun him. How much more do his friends avoid him? He pursues them with pleas, but they're gone. Well, again, I think Jesus had all this in mind in that story about the prodigal son, who got the money from his dad and went and blew it, and everyone was his friend. When his money finished, it was no money, no friend. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not be unpunished. Delicate living is not appropriate for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. It is his glory to overlook an offence. In other words, the man is going to act like God does. God is slow to anger. And why is he slow to anger? And why does he overlook offences? Because he is wise. Because he knows that there is a wider context to human behaviour. And that's the sort of wisdom we need to have. It's our glory to overlook an offence. In other words, you don't immediately jump on somebody because they offended you or did something against you. You don't say, look here, sort it out. If you don't apologize, then I shall not forgive you. I'm going to keep on about this matter. It is your glory to overlook an offense. And that's, I think, how God deals with sin. He does deal with sin on the basis that if you sin and you repent, he forgives. That is true. But he also overlooks sin. Because many times people don't repent, they don't get it. And we all do that. We all sin against God and don't get it, don't realize it, and we may never get it. And yet we will be saved by his grace, because it's his glory to overlook an offense. And if that's what we kind of hope for and believe we shall receive from God, we should reflect that to people now. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favour is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father. A wife's quarrels are a continual dripping. House and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Laziness casts into a deep sleep. The idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is disrespectful in his ways will die. He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahweh, he will reward him. Well, when is God going to reward you? If you give whatever, a bit of money to a poor person, when is God going to reward you? How are you lending that to God? When's he going to repay it? Well, probably not in this life, although that does sometimes happen, but at the day of judgment. When I was hungry, you fed me, thank you. But when did we do that to you? Inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So all our generosity to others is in fact lending to God. God is represented by those poor people, and he will pay it back with interest, as it were. But not maybe now, but when Jesus comes back. Discipline your son while there is hope. Don't be a willing party to his death. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty, for if you rescue him, you must do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction so that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many plans in a man's heart, but Yahweh's counsel will prevail. That which makes a man to be desired is his kindness. A poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. The lazy buries his hand in the dish. He will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Flog a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who robs his father and drives away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. If you stop listening to instruction, my son, you will stray from the words of knowledge. So many of these descriptions of the fool who misuses his parents, etc., and brings shame on them, it all sort of applies to the younger son in the parable that Jesus told, called the prodigal son. But the point of that parable, I think, is that yes, the son mentioned in Proverbs who is lazy, wastes an inheritance, unkind to his parents, disrespectful, there is hope even for him. I think that's the Lord's point.